Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat as we're coming up on week 4 of high school football tomorrow night. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by the head coach, that is David Boucher. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. And coach, let's recap the week 3 game, and it was a loss to Holton, first loss of the year, but 32-14. I know probably a lot of thoughts and takeaways from that one. I know penalties and turnovers were kind of an issue in last week's game, but you know, just a few key standouts from that game last week.
Oh, it's there's so many things to talk about. Overall having 360 yards of offense and outgaining Holton by over 30 yards, you know, it just shows how close that game was and how the score wasn't indicative exactly of how the game went. And you know, at the end of the day, you can't get inside the red zone 4 times and not score. You can't turn the ball over against a high quality team like Holton 3 times. Throw an interception, you know, with 5 seconds to go at the end of the second quarter, you know, just kind of running out of time there. When you're at the, 5 yard line, you can't have an 18 yard run and fumble the ball, and you can't have a 15 yard run and fumble the ball at the end of it. You know, there's a lot of really great things, with just a couple of, 4 to 5 to 6 plays, where Holton out executed us, simple as that. And we didn't do the job that we needed to do. But a lot of great things also in that game.
Yeah, and I think the offense has been very consistent for you through the first 3 weeks. Again, another great game for Jackson Stevens. He's over or right around 500 yards here through the first 3 games. Manny Oliveira had a couple of scores for you. The offensive line, we've talked about them a lot, but it seems like so far through the first 3 weeks, the offense has been steady and the running game's been pretty steady as well.
Oh, 100%. It all starts with those guys up front. You mentioned Jackson. I think he's approaching, according to Max Preps, I think he's the 13th or 14th, best rusher in the state of Kansas right now. And not everybody turns their stats into Max Preps, but, we're one of the top rushing teams in 2A statistically. And, if not the best rushing team, in 2A right now. I mean, Manny gives us such a dynamic look at the fullback position and Nolan, gets his carries, but you know, like Nolan impacts the game in so many different ways, you know, blocking and carrying out fakes and doing things that it's, you know, he doesn't always get the love, that he deserves, but he does so many great things. Overall the offense is being very consistent, getting after the ball, and moving the ball and moving the line of scrimmage and establishing, a physical game, which is what we want.
Big East League Showdown coming up tomorrow night. You go to Sabetha. We'll talk about the Blue Jays in the next segment, but just kind of the overall thoughts on the district as we begin play tomorrow night. You get a couple of Northeast Kansas League opponents in there, ACCHS, Oskaloosa, Nemaha Central towards the end of the year. Just kind of your initial thoughts as we dive into district play and the challenges that lie ahead through the next month and change.
Oh, it's one of the best districts in the state, and we wouldn't want it any other way. We want challenges. We want opportunities to grow. You don't get better by playing nobodies and just winning 80-0 all the time. And so the Big East is the best football conference in the state of Kansas, and we're excited to play Sabetha. We're excited to play Nemaha Central, and then we haven't played ACCHS since I've been here, and we haven't played Oskaloosa in a long time, since 2017, I think, was the last time we played Oskaloosa. So it'll be exciting to see some new teams as well.
Well, we'll talk about the first district opponent in the Blue Jays as they get ready for a Big East League Showdown tomorrow night. We'll talk about it after a quick timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, again presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Our locker room chat's getting you set for week number 4. First of all, coach, hard to believe. I mean, tomorrow night, that's the fourth game, and we're already at the halfway point of the regular season. Goes by pretty quick, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it's flying by, and especially when games start. You have your JV game on Monday, and then you get a couple good practices in the middle, and you kind of tune up practice at the end, and then we're going games, and we just repeat that. You know, it just goes so fast. You know, we're already in week 6 here, including the 2 weeks before the season. Getting the districts, and it's amazing how fast it goes. And I think our young people really need to appreciate how quick it goes. And I think we do, but also sometimes I think they need to remember that these years go really fast, and to value every practice and every moment is special.
What's one thing you have really liked about your team through the first three games? What's one thing or two that you're really trying to see your team improve upon now that we're in district play?
Our effort, especially on the offense and defensive lines, but really just everywhere, our effort is high, and we try hard, and sometimes we try so hard we create penalties for ourselves, so we got to clean that up a little bit, but they're effort penalties. You know, they're trying to reach out and grab and make tackles, and sometimes they pull on a face mask, or they get a holding call or something, but they're just out there busting it and doing great things. Practice is fun, and they're an enjoyable group of people that I think every day we get to be together, and it's fun, and they respect each other, and I think that's even better. We gotta be better in our turnovers. The last couple weeks we've gotten a couple turnovers here and there that's not good. We've had 5 turnovers in 2 games, and we're creating turnovers. We're still positive on the year. I think we're +3 on the year, but our goal is to be +2 every game, and so we're a little off pace there. And so we got to take care of our penalties, take care of our turnovers. But overall, there's a lot of great things to like about this team.
Battle of 2-1 teams tomorrow night. You go to Sabetha, not only a big-time Big East showdown, but again, you open up district play. Blue Jays, they lost a ton of letter winners from last year, but again, they're picking things up. Their defense is really good. They've only given up 18 points in 3 games so far. They've made the state semifinals in each of the last 2 years. Rich tradition there. They do have a new head coach, but it's about the same, I think, when you look at this Sabetha team, regardless of who they put in there.
Yeah, they're running the same stuff. I mean, they're promoted from within. Coach Michael's still on staff, and so it's a rich tradition with, and a great community and great kids. And, yeah, they replaced 24 seniors, I think, with but you look at up and down their starting lineup, there's still, 8 or 9 seniors on both sides of the ball, and with a couple of juniors and one sophomore that might be getting significant playing time. So it's just reload up there and get ready to go. And so we got to be ready to come downhill and be physical with them, because they're going to come downhill and be physical with us. And we got to read our keys and do our job and play assignment football. And we got to come off the ball on offense and run our feet and finish violently at the, to the echo of the whistle, and we'll see what happens.
Finally, Coach, real quick, last question for you. What makes Sabetha's defense so challenging to go up against?
I think it starts in the middle. Their middle, I mean, it's like a baseball reference, I guess, but, the middle of their defense is really strong, and starting with their nose guard and their 2 inside linebackers, and their safeties are physical, and they all come downhill and all do their job. And that nose guard is really good at getting extended and getting his arms extended and playing 2 gaps. And he's not as good as the cat that won their state championships with them a few years ago in that team. But they're dang close to it. They move well and they attack and they play hard together, and that's tough to beat.
There it is. David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach. Panthers at Sabetha tomorrow night. Big East showdown. Also, of course, a district game as well. You can watch that on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, sir.